Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran appears to be rejecting a three-nation ceasefire proposal to end the war with the United States. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Spokespeople for Iran have rejected a three-nation ceasefire proposal, saying Tehran instead wants a permanent end to the war, as President Donald Trump's ultimatum looms within hours. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency says Tehran had conveyed its response through Pakistan, a key mediator. "We won't merely accept a ceasefire," Mojtaba Ferdousi-Pour, head of the Iranian diplomatic mission in Cairo, tells the AP. "We only accept an end of the war with guarantees that we won't be attacked again." Trump wants Tehran to open the Strait of Hormuz or see its power plants and bridges attacked. Ferdousi-Pour says Iranian and Omani officials are working on a mechanism for administering the shipping choke point. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two firefighters were killed in a fatal crash in Pennsylvania.
The crash happened Saturday evening when their utility vehicle collided with a Toyota Camry on Route 222. Fire Chief Jeff Buck and Assistant Fire Chief Robert Schick Jr. were traveling north when the sedan reportedly swerved on the road. Walnut Town Fire Company Lieutenant Ryan Tyson.
They say that the firefighting community is a brotherhood. It really is. And the knowledge that the two of them had, they were both in our department since their teenage years. So there's a lot of things that we were able to learn from the two of them.
Police said the Camry's occupants fled but were later arrested. Audio courtesy of WPVI. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 165 points. The Nasdaq rose 117 with the S&P 500 advancing by 29. Oil at around $112 a barrel. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham takes on the Pope.
In the response to the U.S.-Israeli offensive against Iran, Pope Leo says that God rejects the prayers of those who make war. Appearing on the Piers Morgan show, Graham disagreed, saying, quote, "King David prayed that God would train his hands how to fight his enemies. We know that God does take sides in history." The popular evangelist says while he wants peace all over the world, he believes that there is such a thing as a just war. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in Belarus have passed a bill that would levy punishments on people who promote the LGBT agenda in an echo of legislation adopted in neighboring Russia. The upper house has given final approval for the measure, and it goes next to President Alexander Lukashenko for his expected signature. The bill makes the propaganda of homosexual relations, gender change, refusal to have children, and pedophilia punishable by fines and a 15-day arrest. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is officially proposing that retirement plans be able to diversify beyond publicly traded securities. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports now they may become available to 90 million Americans with 401k accounts.
The Department of Labor is proposing rules to let everyday retirement savers invest in private equity and other alternative assets previously limited to wealthy investors. Critics warn of complexity and risks for savers and retirement plans, but the Committee to Unleash Prosperity applauds the move, saying those asset classes have long been favored by major institutional investors because they offer high returns, but have been inaccessible to most Americans. Ken Lorman reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.